Now, if you look at your order of service, what is the title of our message for this last Sunday, 2007? What should I leave behind? Amen. What should I leave behind? But first, saints, let's join our hearts in prayer. We praise your name, Lord God Almighty, thanking you for your awesome love ever and always towards us. We thank you for your word, which is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. And Lord, we pray now that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts would be pleasing and acceptable unto you and life-changing and transforming and evident in our lives as we go forth to be the people of God. So we say thank you ahead of time, Lord, for all that you shall do in us and then through us this day and all days to come. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we join together to say, amen, amen. What should I leave behind? Well, saints, if you knew your home was going to be destroyed and you had only 1 minute to escape with your life, and you can only take one or two other things with you, what would you leave behind? Can you imagine someone trying to take their new plasma TV with them? Or their collection of 500 CDs and DVDs? Or their new computer? Or their new monitor? Or their shoe collection? Now, for some of us, that would be quite difficult for us to bring our shoe collection. But knowing that we only had 35 seconds left to get out, what if you had a baby grand piano? Would you try to get that out with you? If we tried to take some of the things with us, saints, we most likely would perish in the disaster. Now, sometimes for our own health and safety, we must be willing to leave things behind. Amen. There is freedom. Everybody say freedom. Freedom. There is freedom in being able to walk away from some things in our lives. In our New Testament text that late Pastor Debbie read for us, Mary and Joseph have probably been married here about 1 or 2 years. Joseph is working as a builder or contractor. He and Mary had not gone back to Nazareth after the census. Instead, they stayed in Bethlehem. Bethlehem gave them a fresh start. Everybody say fresh start. Fresh start. Sometimes we need a fresh start. But Bethlehem gave them a fresh start in life without the rumors of them having sex before the marriage vows. And then they left behind some of the gossip that was floating around in Nazareth. There was no one there saying, here's Mary, the girl who lost her mind and said she got pregnant by God. Saints, life was beginning to look a little more normal for them. Then out of the clear, here comes some wise men who showed up looking for their child Jesus. And not only that, saints, these wise men presented them with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. It was as if someone had made a huge direct deposit into their checking account. Hallelujah. And they were delighted and thrilled at this visit and the untold financial blessing. This may have been just the kind of thing that Joseph needed to get his business to be able to soar into high gear. He may have had plans to triple the gift by expanding his business. And who knows what plans may have been going around in Mary's mind for her family. No doubt she had something swirling through her head. Yet before their plans could even take root, an angel comes to Joseph and says, you need to get up and take your family to Egypt. Herod is searching for the child to kill him, and you have to stay in Egypt until you get a word from the Lord that it's okay to go back home. Well, Joseph and Mary have decided on the spot what they're going to leave behind. If they cannot carry it in their hands, if they can't put it on the donkey, or perhaps in a small little wagon, it has to stay. They've got, saints, a 75-mile journey ahead of them in the night. And they do not know if the soldiers are on their way to Bethlehem or not. I think they realized that the gifts they had received were the provisions. Everybody say provisions. Provisions. You see, God provides for us, saints. The provisions God had made for them to escape this disaster. They probably took the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh and fled for Egypt. All of their plans, their dreams, their business, their friends, their family, they left behind in obedience. Everyone say obedience. Obedience to the word from the Lord, from the angel. And they found a new freedom in the things that they left behind. But had they delayed in their obedience, saints, they may have been looking at the soldier's sword entering into the body of their child. Saints, we do not always realize it, but there is a flip side to the call to come and follow Jesus. Now, the flip side is to leave some things behind. Hallelujah. We cannot come and follow Jesus without leaving something behind. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you got to leave something behind. You got to leave some things behind. Hallelujah. Some things you must leave behind. In our Old Testament reading, God had been leading God's people out of bondage in Egypt. And some 40 years earlier, God had brought God's people to the land God promised to give to them, but they refused to enter it. They said, ooh, all the people, they're big, they're strong, they're tall, they're powerful, and we would all die if we went to battle with them. Now, saints, these are the same people who had seen all of God's miracles in Egypt. They had seen Moses go to the Red Sea and lift his rod, and how the Lord had just held it back and just made a way for them to cross on dry land. They're the same people, saints, but they are refusing to believe now that God could save them. So God told them, God says, you will wander in the desert for 40 years until everyone over the age of 20 dies, except for Joshua and Caleb. Then at the end of the 40 years, I will bring your children into the promised land. So here in our text today, saints, we are 40 years later. And Joshua has replaced Moses as the new leader. A few days earlier, they had crossed the Jordan River. And the Jordan River was at flood stage. And the moment the priests were in front of the crowd, they touched the river. And it stopped flowing to the south. And the waters kept piling up on the north side. And once again, they were able to cross on dry ground. They all knew this was a miracle from the Lord. Have you ever just stood in your life and said, wow, oh, praise your name, Lord. You just gave me a miracle. What happened in my life was a miracle, and I praise you. They had experienced another miracle from the Lord. Well, now, saints, the first city on the attack list was Jericho. Jericho was a large walled city that seemed invincible. It probably was invincible to a regular human attack, but they were fighting with a supernatural power. Everybody say supernatural, supernatural power. You know the song we learned as children? And the walls came tumbling down. Yeah, you remember that? All right, Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho. And then we would all crumble down, and the walls come crumbling down. Amen. Well, God told the people before the attack, the entire city is cursed. Everything in it must be destroyed. However, the gold and the silver is to go into the Lord's treasury. No one is to take anything for him or herself. Well, Joshua's instructions on taking the city was simple. March around the city with armed men once for 6 days. And on the seventh day, march around seven times. And when you hear the priests blow the trumpets, all the people will give a loud shout and the wall will collapse. Now, saints, these people had to leave a lot behind, a lot of doubt, a lot of fear, in order to believe that this would cause these massive walls of Jericho to fall down. But they did what the Lord told them to do in the way God told them to do it. And the massive walls of Jericho came tumbling down. Hallelujah. The army marched into the city and began doing what God told them to do, destroying everyone and everything in sight. But, everybody say but. But then there was a guy by the name of Achan. And Achan, he went into Jericho intending to do what God had told him to do, but he got distracted. Anybody here ever get distracted? He got distracted. Have you ever planned on being obedient to God, but you got distracted by someone or something, and then you just said, well, I'm going to just take a minute or two to check this out. You know, I'm going to just take a minute or two. And before you know it, 2 minutes turned into five, then some days, and you're still all twisted in that distraction. Now, all Achan had to do, saints, was to walk away and leave those things behind, those things that he found in Jericho. Achan later told Joshua, "Yes, I did sin against the Lord. During the battle, I saw a beautiful designer robe from Babylon, 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels. I coveted them, and I took them. They are hidden in the ground inside my tent with the silver underneath." Well, what should have happened is that Achan, when he saw that, he should have thrown that robe into the fire like the Lord said, and he should have given the silver and gold to Joshua. Well, when Achan first came across those items, he thought, "Ooh-wee, I'm sure going to look good in this designer robe from Babylon. Whoa, I'm going to look good, and I'm going to be so popular with my newfound wealth and my new do. Oh, my goodness." And he really took time to research his designer outfit, because he discovered that it was a Babylonian outfit. And he went somewhere, saints, in secret, and he counted out every one of those 200 shekels of silver. He went and found him a scale somewhere, and he weighed the gold to discover that it weighed 50 shekels. And he was doing all of this in secret so nobody would know. He thought, "All I have to do is just hide all this stuff until we attack another city that the Lord will allow us to keep, whatever, and I'll be all right." He was thinking of the great life he was going to have, how popular he was going to be in his new clothes, and how rich he was going to be with his new money. He had hid his sin from everyone except God, except the Lord. Hallelujah. The scripture said, "He acted unfaithfully, and God's anger burned against Israel." Well, saints, whenever we make a compromise with sin, there is a price that must be paid. We put ourselves at the mercy of others. Well, God's people had just defeated the city of Jericho, which was the most powerful city in the area. And then the next city on the list was Ai, which was a small and tiny little city. It was like a little town. And the commanding officers told Joshua, "Well, let's not bother to send in the whole army to fight. We can wipe them out with about 3,000 men or so." So Joshua sent them, and saints, they got the whipping of their lives from this tiny little town. And all the people were like, "What?" And they became afraid. They could not believe that they had lost to such a little tiny town. It was an amazing upset. In a football game, it would have been like Glenville High School defeating the New England Patriots of the NFL. That's how big that defeat was, saints. It was a big, humiliating defeat. And the people cried out to God asking, "Why? Why did you bring us here? Why didn't you just leave us on the other side of the Jordan River?" And they had a prayer meeting all night long. How many, when you found yourself in a dire circumstance, you had a prayer meeting with God all night long? Hallelujah. Well, they had a prayer meeting all night long. And God tells them, "Look, you lost because you disobeyed me. You did not leave some of the stuff behind that I told you to leave behind. And I will not be with you as long as you have it in your possession." If you want my presence, you got to get rid of that stuff. Well, Joshua told the people what the Lord said. He also told them, whoever took the stuff is to be destroyed by fire along with whatever he took and everything else that belongs to him. Well, saints, what do you think Achan might have been thinking at this point? Do you think he was thinking, oh, there's no way they're going to find out that it was me, not with all the thousands of us? Or do you think he was thinking, ooh, I sure wish I had left that stuff behind? Or do you think he was thinking, oh, God, I'm sorry. Oh, please, oh, God, give me one more chance. But his actions already had led to the death of 36 men, and many, many more were wounded. Well, out of an army of 600,000 men, how could they tell which one had violated God's command? Well, believe it or not, saints, they did it by a version of pulling names out of a hat. All right? They put in the 12 tribes of Israel, and then they pulled Judah. It was pulled out. They put in the clans of Judah, and the Zerahites were chosen. Then the families in that clan were put in, and the family of Zimri was chosen. And then out of Zimri's family, they pulled out Carmi. Now, Carmi and his family, Achan was one of his sons. All right. So what do you think Achan is thinking now? Woo! Whoa! Oh, my Lord. Finally, they chose out his name, Achan. Well, Joshua says, this is in Joshua 7, 20 through 21. He says, son, give glory to the God of Israel. Give him praise and tell me the truth about what you have done and tell it all. Sometimes when we're talking to our children, we tell it all. Just tell it all. All right. It is at this point, Achan says, this is in verse 20 and 21. Achan replied, it is true. I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel. This is what I have done. When I saw the plunder, I saw a beautiful robe from Babylon, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels. I coveted them and I took them. They are hidden in the ground inside my tent with the silver underneath. Achan, saints, tries to describe this stuff in terms and would make it seem almost impossible for anyone to have left it behind. But you know, saints, there were soldiers who saw that same stuff, and stuff just as beautiful, just as enticing, just as tempting, but they managed to walk away, to be obedient to the Lord, and to leave that stuff there. They managed to do it. How many know today, the devil always wants to make us think everybody is doing it. The devil wants us to think that everybody else is giving in to temptation. But saints, it's not true. It's not true. Of all of the soldiers in the Battle of Jericho, all but one of them, just one of them, left that stuff behind. All but one. Saints, God will not allow a temptation to come our way without giving us a way of escape, without giving us a way to walk away and leave it behind. We fall only because we choose. Everybody say choose. We choose to fall. Amen. Well, Joshua wanted to confirm Achan's story, so he sent and had the men go into his tent. They lifted the tent and found everything just as Achan had said. They brought the stuff to Joshua and spread it all out. And instead of the freedom and prestige that he was looking to find, saints, Achan found a death sentence and the destruction of all that he had and loved. If only he had left that stuff behind. Saints, this is our final Sunday of 2007. For some of us, it's been a great year. We find ourselves happier today than we were even last year this same time. There were graduations, there were birth of children, better jobs, new homes, and new love found. But none of us made it through the year unscathed by trials and circumstances. For some of us, it has been a year of sorrow and of pain. For some of us, we've lost people that are very, very dear to us. Some of us saw our families begin to fall apart. Some of us found ourselves being sent to jail, while others of us coming out of jail. Some of us found ourselves trapped by sin, paying a far greater price than we ever imagined that we would have to pay. Some of us ran into situations in which we were greatly hurt by someone and have found it nearly impossible to forgive. Some of us thought we could do something once and just walk away from it, but now we find ourselves only to be enslaved, and we will not even admit our addiction. Some of us lost our jobs, and some of us today are still unemployed. Some of us developed some attitudes that have hurt us, and they've hurt those around us. Some of us do not even like the person that we've allowed ourselves to become during 2007. But praise God, saints, Jesus looks at us with our broken dreams and our shattered lives, and Jesus says to us, come, I love you, all you who are weary and heavy laden, come, and I will give you rest. Come, I've got a plan for your life to prosper you, to give you a hope and a future. But saints, in order to come to Jesus, we got to leave a whole lot of other stuff behind. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. You may ask today, well, why do I need to come to Jesus? Well, saints, because you can't do this thing called life. You can't do this thing called death by yourself. Hallelujah. Sure, you can make plans, but you know what? You can't make those plans happen. Positive thinking doesn't stop the calamities and tragedies that come our way. You're going to need an anchor when they hit. How many know Jesus said, in this world we shall have trials and tribulation. Oh, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome. Jesus is that anchor. He is that solid rock. You know what? You can say, well, I can die on my own. You can die, but you can't control your eternal destiny, my friend, unless you are determined to cast yourself to hell. Jesus came in order for us to have life. That is life while we are still alive and life when we die. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. And Jesus is calling us to a life of freedom. For scripture says, whom the Lord sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. The Lord will set you free today. But you know what? Many of us insist on being a slave to something. We just got to be a slave to something. And Jesus is saying, I'll set you free. I'll set you free. I'll set you free. 2007 is coming to a close. So saints, what do we need? Each of us. What do we need to leave behind so that we might truly follow Jesus Christ with our full potential? Ask yourself that today. What is it that I need to leave behind this 2007? Is there a boyfriend you need to leave behind? Is there a girlfriend? Is it a lover? Is it a group of friends you need to leave behind? Is there a spirit of laziness that we have at home or at work or at school that we need to leave behind? Is there an attitude problem that we need to leave behind in 2007? Is there a critical spirit? Is there an anger that is within us that we need to leave behind? Is there a problem with jealousy? Is there a problem with selfishness? Is there a problem with greed or materialism that we need to leave behind in 2007? Are we traveling on the road to an addiction that we need to leave behind today, saints? We may think these things are helping us in our lives, but really, they are leading to our downfall. If God sent an angel to you this night and said, get up, the thing is seeking to kill you, run for your spiritual life, what is that thing for you today? What is it for you? What would the angel be telling you to leave behind? We see in this text, Joseph did not wait. He didn't put it off. Joseph got up, he got Mary and Jesus, and they were off to Egypt. Hallelujah. So I say to us today, saints, don't put it off any longer. Would you touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't put it off. Don't put it off any longer. Don't put it off any longer. Whatever it is, than seven. Say, I'm leaving it. I'm leaving it. I'm leaving it. Go head on and end the affair. End that affair. End the addiction, my friend. End the bad attitude problem. End the relationship. End the spirit of not caring. End the abuse. Don't be like Aaron. Just talking yourself into why you should do, have. Look good in this. Oh, I could use this extra. Oh, I can't live without him. Oh, I sure need her. Oh. Don't try to talk yourself into something you're not entitled to. Seek God's blessing for you today. Seek what the Lord has for you today. Don't try to tell yourself everybody's doing it, so I guess I'm gonna keep on doing it too. Everybody is not doing it, my friend. They're not doing it. There's lots of people saying no to temptation. There's lots of people saying no to sin. Just be willing to wait. Be willing to allow God to give you what it is God wants you to have. Hallelujah. In the way God wants to give it to you. Hallelujah. No matter how clever or smart you may think you are, my friend, you cannot hide your actions from God. And God eventually will expose you if you are not willing to change. Hallelujah, saints. Freedom. It's not found in just getting things for yourself. Hallelujah. Freedom is found in saying, yes, Lord. Yes to your will, to your way, to your plan, to your purpose for my life. Yes, Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. My friend, you can go into 2008 a new person with a clean conscience. Hallelujah. You can go into 2008 with a new attitude. Hallelujah. Anybody want a new attitude? Hallelujah. Well, you can go into 2008 with a new spirit. Hallelujah. Joy in your spirit and pep in your step. Saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, for your will, your plan, your purpose for my life. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. This 2008, you could be a better father. You could be a better mother. You could be a better sister, a better brother. You could be a better son. You could be a better daughter. You could be a better parent. You could be a better student. Hallelujah. You could be a better worker. You could be a better member of the body of Jesus Christ. You could be a better parent. You could be a better wife. You could be a better husband. You could be a better friend. Hallelujah. You can go into 2008 knowing that God has plans for your life that you couldn't even dream of, to prosper you, to give you a hope and a future. Plans far greater, far richer than anything you could come up with for yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God, saints. God planned to take care of Mary and Joseph and to take care of Jesus almost 2 years before they even needed to leave things behind in Egypt. God had already made provision. Touch your neighbor and say, God has already made provision for you. God has already made provision for you. God has already made provision for you. Hallelujah. The wise men arrived at just the right time. Just the right time. Anybody, you've been in need and at just the right time. God may not come when you want him, but he's right on, right on. Right on time. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Oh, you've been right on time. So many times for me, Lord. So many times for each of us. Hallelujah. And it might seem scary at first. Just trust in the Lord and follow in Jesus. Oh, but leave it behind, saints. Go ahead and leave it and test God and see how the Lord will take care of you. Hallelujah. There is freedom, freedom, freedom to be found in leaving some things behind. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Praise your name, Lord. We praise you today, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. To you be the glory. It's all about you, Lord Jesus. It's all about you. Each of us would just focus on the Lord Jesus at this time, and that you would surrender Surrender your whole being, your whole life. Surrender the